Yo, what's good, internets? This your boy DJ Knowledge God. On this episode, I'm talking to my brother Rick and his daughter. We'll be discussing my father, our experience with my father, which I really don't talk too much. I really interview him, so sit back, relax, and enjoy this interview, and happy Father's Day. Peace.
This knowledge.
This knowledge, God. This, let's talk about it. Talk. This, let's talk about it.
Knowledge,
yes, let's talk about it. Shit, this is episode
What's up? This your boy DJ Knowledge God. Queen ain't here, but it's another episode. Let's talk about it. I don't know what number this is, you know what I mean, but I'm about to rock out, but I'm not by myself. I'm with my brother Rick. I'm gonna go ahead and interview him today, and I'm also with my niece. Probably ask her a couple of questions, but yeah, we're gonna rock out like that, bro. What's up?
What's good, nigga?
Chilling, man. What's happening?
Shit, you know what I mean? I've been trying to get you on this motherfucker for a minute. You've been bullshitting, ducking me. You know what I'm saying? But you finally gonna fuck with me. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. But, I'm old and boring, but go ahead.
Nigga, what you say? You what?
I'm old and bored, but go ahead.
Nah, shit, don't be boring. Shit, pop your shit with a lighter at. Look at you, you just stole it again.
Nah, nigga, I ain't got this motherfucker. Shit, you took it from me.
Did I?
Yes.
And I kept it? Anyway, all right, you know, me and you didn't grow up together, you know what I'm saying, and you know my story, you know what I'm saying, the internets know my story and shit. Shout out to y'all for listening to us, but I don't know your story as far as shit, your mom or your pops. You know, we share the same pops, but we don't share the same moms and shit. You know, I grew up in foster care, but you was lucky enough to live with your people at least, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, shit, let us know about, you know, how you grew up. Like, did you grow up in a one-parent, two-parent household? Like, what's going on?
Well, I basically grew up in a strong black woman's, you know, household. Basically, you know, even if she had a man, she was the man, nigga. You know how it go.
Yeah.
Shit, you know, so Sheila was a Holy Ghost filled, sanctified preacher. Nigga had to go to church like 6 times a week. You know what I'm saying? Go to deacon practice, deaconess practice. Shit, life was just church.
So is this your mom or your grandma?
That's my mom.
Okay.
Now my grandmother was my best friend. That was my ride or die. That was, she introduced me to everything I've done, you know, that was wrong. Gambling, drinking, smoking. You know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, she had a bootleg joint back in the day, you know what I'm saying, on 121 Melwood. You know, the house used to have a bar in it, and she used to, you know, grandma was a big old pimp back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, bullshit.
Shout out to your grandma. Mm-hmm. But before we get to that, how did you grow up? Like, was you single, only child? You know, did you have brothers, sisters?
No, my mom had me and two sisters, you know what I'm saying? So it was three of us and stuff. I had a different father for them, you know what I'm saying? Marcia and Marshall, their father's name was Dwight.
He did not have to say that shit
the
like
white
this
around.
Nigga said the white
around your lips, nigga. I hated that nigga, boy. He was a piece of shit, yeah. That nigga had a jerry curl, and I remember having to fight that nigga and shit with my mom's and shit.
Upstairs in the kitchen and look with a light on top of the refrigerator. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That nigga was, he's a piece of shit.
So, I mean, shit in what, way?
Like I said, he was an abuser, you know what I'm saying? So me and my mom would have to tag team that. The van, are you okay? Oh, god damn. Okay, shit.
Yo, this interview going a little crazy. Y'all, excuse us. Excuse us. But all right, so, I mean, should he ever put his hands on y'all?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, but, you know, she got away from that shit pretty early and met my stepdad. You know what I'm saying? It was a Vietnam vet named Doc. He's a good guy. You know what I'm saying? Southern cat from Alabama. You know, he's a good guy. I mean, if I had a model of a man, you know what I'm saying, he would be it. He's very kind. Only thing that I didn't care for that he was just too mild-mannered and mild-tempered. You know, I wish he was more boisterous. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was mealy mouth and shit and let my mom run shit, you know, and that's never always the best policy, you know.
Why you say that?
Because, you know what I'm saying? She had, you know, my mom had, what my grandma used to say is a champagne mind with a Coca-Cola pocketbook. You follow me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Had dreams and aspirations and shit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, really didn't have the financial
right,
you know, things to get there or whatever. She right. had brilliant ideas, but they just never really came to fruition. And other people would come and invest and just take off with it.
You know? Okay. Well, shit. Let's talk about Pops for a minute.
All right.
What you remember about that nigga?
Well, I don't remember much about him, you know what I'm saying? It's more so what he did for me. You know, he did introduce me to my brothers. You know what I'm saying? He gave me you and Dexter and Muff. You know, that
and
was...
And Baby Doll.
And Baby Doll, yeah. That was the greatest gift that he ever gave me. But other than that, I don't really know that nigga.
I mean, so what do you know about him? You know more than I... You know way more than I do. I know that.
I remember my mom said he was a... You know, he was a good guy until he started hanging out with his... Brother Dexter, you know what I'm saying, who's our brother named after, you know what I mean? You know, his brother Dexter was like a shifty character, but she always told me my dad was a stand-up guy and he had a job up in Columbus, you know.
Doing what? How do you know?
I don't know exactly. She said that it was, yeah, I never really asked. She said he was a good guy. And then he got mixed up with his brother, start stealing and shit, you know, and then, you know, I think he got all up into drugs and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
You know, like I told you before, you know, I never knew why no one had really no respect for him and shit. And, what did he pick me up and shit? Take me over Sweet Meat's house or some shit, nigga. I should have known.
Over whose
house? Sweet Meat's house.
Sweet Meat?
That's one of our uncles.
Pause. God damn, that's a serious pause. That's, yeah. That's crazy right there.
Yeah. Nigga, all of them had some motherfucking names for your ass, nigga.
Whoa.
His name was Sweet Meat.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Ask Dex about him.
Yeah.
You know, it was him. But the one that gravitated to me was my Uncle Greg. You know what I'm saying? He the one that gravitated to me and really took me up under his wing. You know, I think he was the son of Algie. You know what I'm saying? He was so cool.
Son of who?
Algie, our Aunt Algie.
Ah.
That's on Dex's mom's side.
Right, okay.
You know, yeah. But he had like 10, 12 kids and shit, but he was doing his thing and shit. You know how it go.
But you were saying... You were saying something about how they was disrespecting him and shit.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Every time I knock on the door, or he would knock on the door and shit, them motherfuckers would just blow up on his ass like, Rick, what the fuck you here for? You know what I'm saying? What the fuck you want? And then he would pick me up and put me in a little peephole and shit. They'd be like, oh, it's Lil Rick. And then they let that nigga in.
Oh, okay. So he was using you for the, yeah. So you can get in and shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy. See, mm-hmm. I mean, because only thing I can remember from him is, I remember the first time he came to see me, I think you was with him. Mm-hmm. And who else? I think it was maybe...
I think Dexter was with us.
Yeah. I think it was only two of y'all. Yeah. Y'all came to the door. I'm like, mom, some dudes at the door. Like, you know what I'm saying? Strangers here. Yeah, like, I'm like, some dudes at the door.
They look hungry.
And shit, she answered the door. She called me back upstairs. She's like, shit, it's your dad and your brothers. I'm like, who? Like, who are these niggas?
Right.
Seeing y'all niggas and shit. But I was happy. I mean, because... I was tired of fighting my brothers all the goddamn time. You know what I mean? So that's all I did with them niggas was fight. So I think he either took me with y'all that day or it was like the next day or some shit. But I remember him taking us to August, like his apartment or some shit. And I remember meeting out Wanda.
Yeah.
You know, it was all of us. It was me, you, Baby Doll, and Dex. And I remember us used to fuck with Dex heavy. Because that boy used to talk crazy.
Yeah, nigga, talk crazy and piss in the fucking bed, nigga. Shit.
Hey, yo, we used to talk about him so bad.
Goddamn rap on your damn bed and shit, nigga. This nigga was just straight piss all on your shit, nigga.
I used to ask
him. Give my change, nigga.
Hey, that little nigga was bad as fuck, man.
He was wild. That nigga was Riley before Riley was even born and shit off the Boondocks, nigga. For sure.
And what's crazy, though, Pops introduced me to Scarface. I ain't know nothing about the nigga. I never heard of him. You know, I was hip to Snoop and all them niggas. But I have never heard of a Scarface. And I remember him coming to get me. And he was playing that shit. I'm like, who is this? You know what I'm saying? And I'm listening to it. I'm like, okay. So I asked James about him. And he like, oh, yeah, Scarface. And, you know, James, you know, shit, he already had the tape. He let me borrow that bitch. I'm like, yeah, this that shit. Like, okay. Yeah, Pops with me on Scarface heavy. I was on that nigga heavy.
Hey, nigga, every time I seen that nigga, he was down bad. So I don't remember him, like, having nothing, nigga.
Bro, you used to sing with me sometimes.
Nigga, I'm telling you that, nigga, when we went to go see him, nigga, it was no curtains, no nothing, no blankets, no nothing.
See, I was always used to him coming to get me and taking me to August's house.
Okay.
Or we'd go to, you know, Baby Doll's game. Okay. Some shit like that.
Yeah.
So I never went to his crib. And I remember us going to Grandma's house.
Okay.
I remember that shit.
Yeah.
But that was
he would take me over there where Baby Doll and Dex was laying and shit. And they mama was in the penitentiary at the time. They mama fucking mama was wild.
Yeah,
anyway,
I know.
You know, they were staying with Algie, and Algie was taking care of like 10 of Greg's kids and shit. And so them motherfuckers was laying on the floor.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, and I come over there and stay over there. I remember the first time I stayed over Pop's house and shit, that nigga got me, nigga. I came home without no shirt, no shoes.
How the fuck did that happen?
Nigga, because that nigga sold that shit.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pops was a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, you know. Like I said, I remember the bad shit. I know Dex don't remember none of this shit or whatever. He was probably back all right back then and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because
Dex so much younger than us.
Right.
But shit, I remember the fucked up shit. You know what I'm saying? I remember... I used to give my mom the blues about, like, you know, I can't wait to see my daddy and this and that. He's so much better. And she let me, you know, experience this nigga for
right.
a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And then I was like, you know what?
Let me get the fuck away from
right,
this
I'm
nigga.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This nigga's a taker. That's all he want. You know what I'm saying? It's just a take.
Pops knew how to play his part with us then because he used to take me to our auntie's house and this person's house, and now, you know, I see all these pictures of everybody. Shit, this is your one cousin, and this is your uncle, and this is your whoop-de-whoop, and then, you know what I mean? So that's all I remember from the nigga. And then the only fucked up shit that I remember was when he was supposed to come get me the last time and he didn't show up. I thought that's when he went to jail. But Dex tell me a whole different story. Like, nah, that nigga just ain't come get you. He just ain't come get you. Like, boy, and he was out there.
I was 16 years old, nigga, when I was driving. This nigga was trying to use me left and right. If he couldn't get me to take, I couldn't take him where he needed to be. You know, his nickname for me was, you fucking meathead. You know, fucking meathead. You couldn't do this, that, or whatever. You know, so, yeah.
So, all right. So, fast forward. Fast Pop's bald-headed ass. We're going to go to high school when I first seen you.
True.
But, shit, you know, we had already knew who each other was because Pop's. But we ain't seen each other in so long because from that time he didn't come get me, I ain't see you again until high school. Right, yeah. So, you know, high school come around, you see me, bro, what did you think? You know what I mean?
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I was just wondering, like, hey, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Remember the Titans, nigga. Remember me? Nigga, shit. Like, fuck with me, please. You know, I was kind of a socially awkward kind of guy. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? School, period, point blank, because I just had a mission. I just wanted to be better than what we had. Right. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't never see you in school, for real.
That's because, you know, after the first year, I got the co-op immediately.
Right.
And because my mama and them was struggling, they worked construction, and so it was seasonal, so the money I was making with the co-op, I was paying their mortgage.
Okay. Yeah, see, I didn't see you, and then I was always into, you remember, we used to stay into some shit, getting the fights, getting suspended. Mm-hmm. Nigga used to stay into some shit, like, so I really didn't see you in high school, but one thing I did used to do, I would acknowledge you way more than I see you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we get home and shit. My brother Rick, he gonna be a doctor when he grow up. Blah, 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 blah. This, that, and that. Like, I used to pop shit, and Bobby used to be like, man, fuck that nigga. he don't know nothing fuck about you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Not like, you know, it's like the nigga didn't like you. It was more,
it's okay.
You know, it's like me. You know, it's like me and you been through too much shit, nigga. What you mean? But right. I'm more on nigga. You don't fuck with me no more. You more on James or Jermaine. So right. Shit, nigga, fuck that. I'm shit. This my brother. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I never seen you in school. Mm-hmm. Plus, I was off the motherfucking chain any goddamn way. I barely went to class. It was our choir teacher. She ended up getting sick or hurting herself or something ended up happening. And she couldn't come back because she was already older. So another lady took her position. She was a sister of one of the teachers that was already there. Mm-hmm. And he was like the coolest teacher in that motherfucker. So we already knew once she came, she was going to be the coolest motherfucker because her brother was cool as fuck. I can't remember what his name was. I know you probably didn't have him. You know, he was a light-skinned dude, and the motherfucker had to slick back, but he had waves with his slick back, though. Cool motherfucker, used to let motherfuckers fight all that shit, like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, he was like that. So, when she came, she was just like him. And she used to let me and my homeboy drive her car. So, we would skip class and go drive her car, you know, so we'd go do some little shit for her, run a little errands. We was just happy to drive her car and shit type shit, and then come back to school, whatever. So, that's used to be the type of shit I used to be on. Of course, I end up dropping out of school early. I think it was like my junior year. And I went to Louisville. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Do my little shit down there and come back. My mama ended up kicking me out. Bam, now I'm homeless. That's when I run into this nigga again. Not like right during this shit, but it was sometime during that shit. You remember that?
Not necessarily. I mean, I remember some of the interactions, you know what I'm saying, me and you would have around that time when you're a little bit younger in your early 20s and shit, you know?
Nah, I wasn't even 20 yet.
Yeah.
I wasn't number like 18, 19 years old, some shit like that. Nah, because it was one of the times Marshall was staying with you for a minute.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that was like way back in the day.
That's way back in the
day. Yeah, that was
your way, mama moved out on me.
That was way back in the day.
Trying to help Marshall through nursing school.
Yeah, so I remember that shit. But I remember, you know, you used to come around when you could, whatever, fuck with me, whatever. But so now, you know, you done got older, you grown, you done had your babies and shit. Your first one is
Raquel.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you first had your first child, how old was you?
17 and a half. Mm-hmm.
How was it?
It was a different experience because her mama was Caucasian, and and her father was the lieutenant police downtown, and he tried to make my life a living hell.
Are you serious, bro? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. He'd have his friends come harass me all the time.
With his police buddies?
Yeah.
What they used to do?
Oh, fuck me up and shit. You know, rough me up.
They used to put their hands on when you do, bro. Yeah. Are you serious?
The last time I was done with Amanda, you know what I'm saying, they had sent, like, SWAT behind Stubby. I am not lying, nigga. And they beat the shit out of my ass and shit.
And not fucking with her no more?
Oh, they dog tagged. I mean, they had me like a fucking animal. They had cuffs on my ankles and my wrists and ran a chain through it and carried me and threw me up in the paddy wagon and shit, and they all took turns beating the shit out of my ass.
Are you serious, bro?
I remember this redhead cop was like, "That's what you get for fucking with a white girl." And I was just like, "Nigga, I won't ever fuck with one of these bitches again. You can have every last one of them." You know what I'm saying?
They were acting like y'all, like, we was living in the 60s or some shit. Nigga, like, what the fuck? It was
up there at Mad River, it wasn't, it was unheard of, nigga. Like, he did what? And, yeah.
And you left her?
Right.
Oh, hell no.
Why this bitch sitting in front of the cruiser and shit, nigga?
Hey, they was salty at you because they was already like, she can't go back. Right. She can't go back because she done went black. Now you done left her. She's going to be by herself
forever. Had a kid by
her. Right, like you can't do that shit.
Stain on this bitch, you know what I'm saying?
They thought you
he they thought dirty the snow.
Right. Like, boy, you the boy. Listen. Yeah. Hey,
this nigga ran me away, though. He did. He was like, you know, like, they would have barbecues and shit. It was whites only and shit.
Swear.
I swear to God. When she was pregnant, her mama would be at the door saying shit like, nigger, 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 and stupid shit like that. Yeah. You know, try to get her to have an abortion. But you know what? When that baby came out, they adore.
Yeah, they love.
I can't even believe this shit. You know what I'm saying? When I be saying, I be like, man, nigga, you didn't even want her to live.
Right.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, we love Raquel. She's so great. Oh, my God. Just get the fuck out of here. Yeah, they made my life hell. You know what I'm saying? They ran me off. This motherfucker, I remember we got our first little apartment. He couldn't stand to see his daughter pregnant by a black guy, so he made her move out, and she got her first apartment in the Oregon district. You know, we were both 17, you know. But yeah, that's where our first apartment was, in Oregon, you know.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, that's where the last time I see your father, I went to go see him in the penitentiary.
Why just gotta be my dad?
Because it ain't mine, nigga. Anyway, last time I see your dad, this nigga was Raquel was 6 months old. This nigga had robbed some computer store, and it was computer towers in the back of his trunk.
Oh,
and he was like, hey, tell your college friends I got them.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Not your college buddies.
Yeah, he didn't even want to hold the baby. He didn't want to.
Right, like, fuck the baby. I'm trying to get these computers off.
Computers off, nigga. Last time I seen this nigga.
Pops was a stunt.
Free,
bad.
Anyway, you know.
Damn, Pops.
Man. Nigga had computer towers. I said, nigga, ain't nobody buying towers, nigga. What's
right,
wrong with
like,
you, nigga?
Boy, what are
they
you talking
buy laptops
about?
And hard drives are small. Boom. Nigga, you didn't hit a whole computer business, nigga. What is you doing?
Hey, Pops was a whack thief. Yes. That nigga was stealing motherfucking records. Talking about, I got the records. And nigga listening to CDs and shit.
Got the vinyl, records. Nigga.
Right, I got that vinyl. What you know about these 8 inches? Right. Like, man, come on, man.
Nobody listen to that shit.
Shit, I got these 8-tracks, nigga. You know they're going to be worth some money when they get old. Like, no, bruh, no. You stupid as fuck. He say he call you the wheels of steel. That's what got these motherfucking records. Nigga. Yeah. I'm like, nigga, get your ass out of here, man.
Yeah.
Damn.
I really don't have nothing nice to say about him, really.
I think the last time I talked to Duke, we was on the phone, goddamn. He, you know, he in jail, whatever. Shout out to Pops, man. Keep your head up, Milk. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking to him, and he had me call some nigga on the phone. So the motherfucker didn't answer. I click back over. He tell me to call another number. So he like, all right, you know, so when this nigga answered the phone, I want you to say X, Y, Z, woo, woo. I'm like, bruh, I'm not about to be extorting niggas for you, man. I'm like, nigga, I want to talk to you. Like, I don't want to talk to none of your partners and whoop de whoop. And he said whatever the fuck he said, but, you know, I was like, it wasn't no fly shit, but it didn't end well. Not well enough, from, you know, to where he ain't called me since. He only fuck with Dex, bro. For real, yeah.
I mean, that's where it needs to be at. Because, I mean, you know, that's the one he really spent the time with and shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, and I love Lil Bruh for, you know, reaching out for it. I tried, you know what I'm saying, to make it work and shit, you know, and try to forgive. But, nigga, I don't know how to. You know what I'm saying? It's just the bottom fucking line.
I guess it'd be easier if the nigga was out. We could see him. Mm. You know what I mean? Maybe try to do some shit with him. Funny looking motherfucker, but his ass ain't gonna never get the
fuck nigga,
up.
When I went to see this nigga still act like I seen him last Tuesday or something and shit. What nigga's trying to cuss me out and shit.
Yeah,
talking about I ain't sending no pictures and shit. Nigga, what the fuck? I seen Oz, nigga. You don't send pictures up there, nigga. My family ain't getting butt raped, nigga.
Right, y'all motherfuckers ain't about to be goddamn.
Yeah, you ain't using my people for that. Right, nigga, yeah. Shit. Nigga, no. I'm sorry. You see him when you get free, nigga.
Type shit. Like, hey, like, right. You stupid as fuck. Hey, yo. We about to pay some bills and shit. Take a little break and we be right back. It's your boy, Knowledge Guy, and I'll holler at y'all in a little minute. Peace. And we back. So, we touched on Pops for a minute. Pause. So now we about to go into fatherhood, you know what I mean? You got 3 children.
Yeah, I got 3.
You were speaking of Raquel at first, you know, tell me about how the situation was with, you know, with them and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So once they accepted
dirty
her.
Dirty in the snow.
Once they accepted her, did they accept you more?
What was the question again?
Once they accepted her, did they accept you more?
Well, they accepted me more. Because I am an alpha when it comes to us as African Americans or any fucking man. Because, see, I'm a doer and the rest of these niggas is posers. So Amanda got with another Negro and this nigga ain't shit. He's still trying to make a record. He's still trying to spin wheels of steel at the tender age of 53 years old.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Nigga, if you getting paid the right amount of money.
He ain't getting paid shit, nigga. He got 12 kids, and he ain't getting paid shit.
I would love to be spending that goddamn 60 getting paid a few thousand dollars a show or whatever the fuck the best may be. Shit, that can be somebody's job spending.
He ain't doing nothing,
if you're doing it like that.
Fred. Nigga, look, his own kids is talking about him, nigga. Go pull up his page, nigga.
I'm not hit to him. Who is it? What's this? Never mind. Don't even tell me who it is. So, all right, so.
That nigga good. He's a good guy. He's a really nice guy. But all users are. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, all users are.
Yeah, all are. Users are.
This thing is crazy.
Yes. All users have to be. Crazy. You can't be an asshole and be a user.
No,
you know what I'm saying? You can't get very far with your craft. You got to be a con man. He's got to be selling that bitch some type of dreams and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't be mean about it. Shit, now suck this bitch, bitch. No, no, no. You know what I'm saying? He's probably the kindest guy ever. He was the nicest guy I ever met. But like I said, all users are. Yeah.
So you had your second one.
Yeah, Kalen.
Little Kalen.
And my first boy.
Was it easier the second time around or harder?
I think it was, I don't know. I feel like it was a little bit harder. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you already know all the pitfalls about, you know, being a man and what, you know, to look out for and stuff like that. But it's a whole different generation out here. And, you know, things is not like when we were growing up. You know what I mean? It's you got these trans fats and trans genders and trans
people. What was the first one, trans fats? what was the first one you said? This nigga said you got trans fats.
Trans you got genders. All kind of motherfuckers identifying as any and everything. Cats, dogs. You know what I'm saying? It's just a whole different world out here. You know, like I was watching a cartoon the other day, like eating ass is normal.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Yes.
On a cartoon?
Yes, on Rick and Morty, nigga, that's all they talk about is eating ass, nigga.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Like, it's just something normal that our children are just watching these days. You know, and I hate the internet. The internet has ruined all these fucking kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was a little hard. So, all right, so, because your last one came a little later.
Yes.
So, when it was just them two, when... I mean, because I already know nephew off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
When he started getting off the chain.
Okay. All right. See, you know, I thought, here, let's just back all the way up. I'm going to tell you, being a parent fucking sucks. Okay? It is no joy in it at all. They set you up for all these wins. They doing great. And then all these woes and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like they overprivileged children and shit. You know what I mean? Like they not black. You know what the fuck you are. When I say that you black and things are different, that's what the fuck I mean.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just because I raised you up in a whole different light and shit, you know what I'm saying? You didn't have to struggle that much. Doesn't mean that you still not a black man, god damn it. You know what I'm saying? So stop taking life for granted. And that's where I feel like my son is at in his life. You know what I'm saying? He thinks the world owes him something. You know what I'm saying? Or because he didn't have this particular lifestyle or whatever. And it's not like that. You got to earn it. You've seen your father work hard. And I thought that, you know, showing them the way and being there with your kids, that your children would turn out differently. And that is not true. It is all up to them to what they want to do.
Plus, they ain't never seen no struggle for real.
That is correct. You know, all these kids yelling out that, you know what I'm saying, the police brutality or this and that or whatever. You ain't really seen no fucking brutality. Right. Let's rewind this shit to when I was a kid. When we was getting fucked up and shit, you know what I'm saying, just off GP. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Right.
Plain and simple. You know, y'all don't even know it. Y'all got too many goddamn rights. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit. The motherfucking police come slap you with a baton to say something, nigga.
Say, we ain't had no motherfuckers marching for us. We get fucked up, right?
Nigga, say something.
We just get fucked up.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I see how you was looking at me, nigga. Shit. These motherfucking kids, oh my God, he raised his voice.
Yeah,
they
can, like, divorce you or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shit crazy. Kids can do, they call the police on you if you whoop them.
Oh, man. Listen, my mom used to fuck your ass up with either a race car track, stitching cord, switches. You know what I'm saying? The belt was like you wanted the belt.
Right, you wanted the belt.
I mean, she would plug up a hot iron and blow the steam behind our ass like she gonna burn us and shit. She had us fucked up psychologically.
Oh, yeah, your mama was fucked up.
She had us scared of her ass for real. Shit.
Not blew the steam on her ass.
Sheila was also so accurate.
Damn.
This motherfucker could throw a house shoe, a church shoe, you know what I'm saying, down this corner and around the corner, like, yeah,
hit your ass in the eye, nigga. You're right, you're like, bam.
Like, you're high, you know what I'm saying, any fat motherfucker, bam. Oh, shit. God damn, I can't see. You see?
It's crazy because even though me and Bob was abused by the earlier motherfuckers, mm-hmm. I think some of the worst whoopings came by my mom now because she whooped us with a 2x4.
Yeah, I seen Sheila.
You know what I'm saying?
I seen Sheila chase Marcia down the road.
I don't think James Jermaine ever got none of that shit.
Like, it was the good old boys. They had the red pickup truck, and she had it. She was in the back of that motherfucker with a 2x4 chasing Marcia down the road, nigga. I am not bullshitting you, nigga. Oh, it was some good old boy shit, nigga.
Right.
You hear me, nigga?
She about to lynch her, nigga. Right. Like, hey, yo.
Sheila did not play. I don't give a fuck what nobody say, but you know what? I thank her for that today. Because that, you know what, it made us, all of us are successful individuals. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Every last one of us, me, Marcia, and Marcelle, they're doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Because she kept her foot in our ass at all times.
And do you whoop your kids?
I tried to fuck them up, but they start calling the police on the nigga and shit. You know what I'm saying? What they do, they call the CPS on the nigga and shit. You know what I'm saying? And told me they take their whole family
Child
away.
Support agency?
Yeah. It's not a child support. It's some type of enforcement agency, like, you know, to protect
child kids protective from custody.
Yes. Yeah.
I said child support agency.
My first child, you know what I'm saying, called herself doing that to a nigga. Her mama made sure she was trying to fuck up me and my new wife situation and shit. Dang. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, so they had some old...
Hold on. So, Raquel's mom is different from this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I had Amanda. I mean, I got her pregnant just before we graduated from high school.
Okay.
Yeah,
I remember her though, but I thought it was all the same person. I think I remember seeing her before. I ain't never seen her before.
I don't think so. You don't want to see her. She looked like deaf.
Not like deaf.
Nigga, that bitch is like a crib keeper now. Her eyes is all sunk in the back of her head.
Man,
that bitch. That bitch is laying eggs like the aliens, nigga.
Not laying eggs.
That bitch had, I mean, she just had a baby. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
How old is she?
She our age, nigga. 44, 45.
She having babies?
Yes. Damn. That bitch got like 10, 12 kids, nigga. Shit. And they just look like they sucking the life out of her, too. They just look, she just looks like an old, withered witch. Like a Wiccan, nigga. Just, you know, the whole town need to just go ahead and pillage her house and just
you
burn
stupid
her.
Stupid as fuck.
You know what I'm saying? Murderer!
I need to hang her ass and shit. Say she the witch.
She look bad, nigga.
That's not good.
Bitch look horrible. I'd be like, don't even tell nobody you know me, bitch.
But I got your child.
Man, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, hey,
bitch, you paid for my sperm at the bank.
Hey, listen. She got a job at one of my jobs probably about 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying? I ran up on that bitch so fast. I said, you tell no one I know you. No one. No one. Okay? No one.
And you probably said it just like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I meant that shit.
You had to go to that white lingo. You tell no one.
No one.
No one.
You shut the fuck up. I don't know you and your 12 children.
Because if you would have said, listen, bitch, you tell somebody whoop-de-whoop-whoop, she probably would have been like, oh, he's threatening me.
Mm-hmm.
You would have been, hey, then you would have been fired.
I asked her in the first place. I said, I'm all the way in Xenia, bitch. I said, how in the fuck you get a job out here? It's so many different jobs everywhere else, and you have to come fuck with me here?
She did that on
Jesus purpose. Christ.
She came and found your ass.
Yeah. God damn. No I paid my child support. I never missed a payment, nigga. I was on time. Matter of fact, they gave me some of my money back. God damn it. Shit.
I hope they do that to me one day. Like, yo, listen. We made a mistake and we're sorry.
Yeah, I got a check.
This is what
like
I owe you. Like, I'll be like, oh, shit, are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, because you motherfuckers been getting me for a minute. All right, so listen, man.
What? I hate kids. There you go.
You ain't telling me, bro. Like,
they get on my fucking nerves. You know?
You know me?
I mean, me and Nevaeh, and this is my last one, we pretty tight, you know what I'm saying? Until somebody else fuck it up, you know what I'm saying? Some guy or whatever, you know what I mean? You know.
How's some guy gonna fuck it up?
Oh, nigga, please. You know, these kids, they change like the fucking wind. You know how it go.
So you once know, you get find a, you a little...
Yeah, tenderoni too, and shit, you
a
know?
A little tenderoni.
Your daddy's not cool anymore.
Your pops no more and
right.
Shit. That shit is gonna be whack.
Be like, fuck him.
It's gonna be whack all of a sudden. Like,
right.
nah, daddy, that I don't think it's cool for me and you.
Right.
Bucking me and Brad.
Right.
Whoop, whoopty whoop.
Right.
But me and Brad like to do whoopty whoop, whoopty whoop.
That's right. Yeah. I'm going to bang that nigga in the head with my pistol.
Like, why don't you bring, right, like, why don't you bring Brad on over to the crib so I can holler at him?
That's right, nigga. You going to get an extra hole, nigga. In your Kulu, bitch.
And Uncle Fred going to be on the way. Nigga, I ain't going to play with him.
I'm not ever
you seen no Bad Boys. He's going to shoot you with right. meat. Through his ass, nigga. Spot!
You gonna have to tie that nigga up. Oh, have to no. fuck him up, bro. Hey, he gonna be like,
man, your people crazy, man.
He don't wanna fuck with me.
And we gonna
you got
put
questions,
this
nigga.
And we gonna put this shit on social media so we can be embarrassed.
We gonna be waterboarding his ass and shit, nigga.
I don't know what that is, brother. That shit sound crazy. Pause.
Waterboard.
You don't know what that is?
Waterboarding somebody's ass?
No, not their ass, nigga. No, waterboarding. Waterboarding them, you know, like,
I don't know what that
like
is,
torturing them, nigga.
Okay, look, so you put somebody's head down, like you lay them down, and you put like something over their head, and you pour like,
then you
water,
put a water
or something
room.
Over.
Okay, I'm about to say, well,
oh
that shit
god, nigga,
crazy.
We got gay quill
hey,
quick,
my
nigga.
Says, we gonna be waterboarding his ass and shit.
No,
like, what the fuck is
this
that?
Ain't surfboarding, nigga. What you talking
I don't know
about,
what
nigga?
That is,
this
yo.
Ain't Beyonce,
hey,
nigga.
Yo.
This nigga over here is surfboard.
Right. Hey, yo, look, hey. I ain't know what was going on.
Yeah.
But yeah. You made me lose my train of thought and shit.
My bad.
Alright, so I'm saying so where did it go left, man, with the little ones, man?
I don't know if it's going left. It's just a rite of passage and stuff, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we all were teenagers and stuff and we thought that what we thought were right, you know what I'm saying? Until you know, they have their own and start going through, you know, the trials and tribulations that, you know, we have done as fathers and mothers and, you know what I'm saying? Then they'll recognize because, see, that's when I came back to Sheila and was like, you know what? I'm glad you fucked me up because I could have been like my cousin, my boy Carl, my boy Antoine, you know what I'm saying? Who still live with their mama. My nigga's still 44, live with his mama, nigga. God damn, nigga. I mean, really? You know what I'm saying? I don't even feel all right going
so,
to smoke over there. Hold on, shit, nigga.
So
we gotta, can we go downstairs, please?
Fuck. Like I'm saying, like, do the nigga still live with his mom? Or he ended up having to move back with his mom for a minute type shit? Or he ain't never left?
I don't really think he ever left.
Damn.
I don't really think he ever left, nigga. And I love you, the dead brother, you know what I'm saying? But dig it.
Yeah, that's a little wild.
Yeah,
like
it's
that,
a little wild. You know?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit,
I mean, you know, but that's the type of men that's out here now, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no men, nigga. That's why these niggas is, like I said, trans fats and transgenders. And
what's the trans fats, man?
Nigga,
what is that?
They, you know what the fuck I'm saying, nigga? They ain't normal, nigga. Shit. That's what I'm saying, nigga. Shit. God damn,
hey, man,
nigga, I identify as a unicorn today, nigga.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
fuck? You know what I'm saying, nigga? Identify with a job, nigga. That's what you out here identify with, nigga. The fuck? Hey, you know what I'm saying?
I identify as a job owner. So I don't,
right.
I don't have to go to work.
Exactly.
I own this shit.
I'm a professional right. PlayStation player.
Right, looking well.
Shit, you know what? My dick paid bills. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. I'm just going to be real with you. It don't. Eventually, any bitch will get tired.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Any motherfucker. It's just, God bless a child that has his own, niggas. If you take anything from this whole conversation, nigga, get your own. Stay to your own. Get your own. You know what I'm saying? That's how it be. You know what I'm saying? That way you dictate the conversation with all these women. You know what I'm saying? Or you going to continue to be this bitch's fuck boy. You know what I'm saying? She going to call you when she get finished. I mean, you like, damn, bitch, your pussy smelling, tastes like somebody else's shit. Okay? That's because, nigga, you ain't the one, nigga.
Not
you ain't Neil,
like
nigga.
Somebody else's
yes.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? She calling you when she ready. Hey, fuck that bitch. Hey, get your money. That's what the Indian people do. You know what I'm saying? They are taught not to even look at women until they can take care of a family. I'm with that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why all these motherfuckers got all these gas stations and shit. You know what I'm saying? They doctors and shit.
Trying to get some hump. Dog.
They are the richest minority in this country, nigga, and they ain't even been here as long as us. What the fuck is going on? Now the trans fats is the next richest motherfuckers and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Which one is that?
The LBGQ element of P. Come you know on, what I'm saying, man. Nigga? You know what I'm saying, nigga? God damn it. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit, all them niggas. They the next richest minority. Niggas is just constantly just getting stepped over. Nigga, just, you know what? You're black. Okay, you back of the line for you, darky.
You stupid as fuck.
Yeah. It is, seriously. How in the fuck? I mean, I can't even say the word fag at work, nigga.
Oh, yeah, you get fired.
You get fired.
Oh, yeah, you
but
get fired.
A motherfucker called me a nigga, and I told him that shit. They said, what did I say to make him say that? I bullshit you not.
What
I swear.
Did I say to make them call me?
And I was his manager.
Wow.
He said, fuck you, nigga, and ran out of the hospital.
And hit you with the ER?
Yeah. Oh, and I chased that motherfucker out of the hospital and shit. And, you know what I'm saying? They asked me, what did I say to him to make him say that to me? Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, you know, constantly being stepped over, nigga. The back of the bus for you, nigga. Back of the bus. Shit, I'm just saying, you know, and I can't even utter the word that, you know what I'm saying? It was just on the Chappelle show, like, in 09, nigga, Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
All right, now listen, because you just going and shit.
Oh, my bad.
Ball head. Damn.
Well, but, you ass, nigga.
I mean,
yeah,
hey,
don't say my last name, though, please.
I just called you Ball Head. Ball Head ain't your last name.
No, shoot.
Ricky Ball Head. Hey, but
that's
nah,
what the bitches call me, nigga.
You stupid. All right, being at the, you know, how shit is today.
Yeah.
How do you see your? Where do you see your little ones in 5 years? Each one, break each one down. In 5 years, where do you see? Each
I
one?
Think my girls are gonna be okay. You know what I'm saying? They both hustlers like they daddy. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing how you know. These girls absorb, you know what I'm saying, they daddy's traits and shit, you know what I'm saying? And then the son draws from the woman, which is bitch assness, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I think my two girls will be fine, you know what I'm saying? They both got that hustler spirit about them and shit, you know what I'm saying? They get that guap. They out here grinding, they working, you know what I'm saying? Both of them. I'm a little leery about my son, you know what I'm saying? He think things are supposed to be handed to him, and that's not what life is about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not what I'm on, and ain't nothing that I ever put out here on this earth.
Right.
So I'm hoping, you know, I'm going to sit back with my, you know, my tea and watch and see, and hopefully, you know what I'm saying, he grow. Because, see, I've already cut all the rip cords down. You know, I mean, he ain't got no safety net over here. Nigga, you gonna fall and keep falling until your ass get to where you need to be so you can bounce up. Okay, you know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at with him.
Man, just don't never let him be homeless, man. Because mm-hmm. He ain't ready for them streets, man.
No, I mean...
He ain't grew up like we did, so he wouldn't know what to do out there.
He need to quit playing. You know, he right now, like I said, all these kids, when I tell each and every last one of my kids, as long as you don't have kids... You're ahead of the game. Because,
mm-hmm.
See, you're only taking care of yourself. Okay? When you start having to take care of that little papoose and shit, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole motherfucking different ball game. You know what I'm saying? You always got to put this motherfucker somewhere. You can't just lay it somewhere and walk away from it. You know what I mean? So it always takes money to nurture and to feed this little motherfucker, no matter what. You know? So right now, you know, I need them to worry about themselves. And yeah, have a good time, all right? But in the meantime, get your dollars up, get your hustle up, you know? So that's where I'm at with. So, you know, like I said, my girls will be fine. I'm still waiting for my son to mature a little bit. And I'm hoping that he'll pick up and blast off before it's too late.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah.
I believe it. What you want to be when you grow up?
I
want to
do the same thing my dad does. I want to be... A radiology technician.
Radiology technician.
Yes, sir.
Your hair gonna fall out. You gonna be bald head like your dad.
But you gonna be paid, bitch.
Yeah. I hear you. That's what's up.
Right.
But I also, I don't want to just do that, though. I want to go for business, too, eventually, because I want to have my own clothing store.
Man, I'm going to tell you now, Robot's about to do all the hard shit. And the real people ain't going to be doing nothing but acting, being digital creators and fucking social media stars and shit like that. But when it comes to policing and hospitals and shit like that, that shit going to go to the robot. Even fast food, robot.
It already did. They already take your order and everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's about to be a wrap for that shit with shit. But I don't know, man. Hopefully y'all can say that shit, man. We ain't gonna have no more basketball stars pretty soon. It's gonna be robots them motherfuckers.
Right, nigga. It's gonna be the Robo League, nigga.
Right, like
LeBron Lobro.
Now LeBron gonna be the only human in the league. It's right, nigga. Shit, 30 years. Like even playing in the year.
It's gonna be like Cyberpunk, huh, nigga?
Right. Like, boy, these motherfuckers banging. Look at them. Boy, they knocked his head off. And he still picked the ball up and dunked it with no head. Like, motherfucker crazy. Yeah. But shit, all right, man. We about to get up out of here, brother. Yep. Listen, I appreciate you, you coming through, doing this interview for me. You know what I'm saying? I know it was a spur of the moment thing, so we ain't prepared for it. But I still feel like it's a good one because your ass was wild. hopefully the internet's enjoy this shit. You know, y'all already know what it is. You know, thank y'all for listening. We 20 something odd countries strong. I appreciate y'all for listening. If y'all listening to me, so they gotta be translated in y'all language. So, peace.
The Cameron Experience.
Let's Talk About It was produced by none other than your boy, Frederick Cameron. Executive produced by Amber Cameron, engineered by Frederick Cameron, and recorded in the King's Dungeon somewhere in Ohio. This is an official Cameron Experience Network. Yeah.
90 million, a billion dollars.
I'm going to get my ass beat by a
you
cop.
You feel me?
Just to see the fuck out of
it ain't no money. Now back in the day, like, shit, nigga gotta have money. He had a shitty lawyer. He didn't have no money. Man, it ain't even about no lawyer. Nigga, it ain't hanging, nigga. I don't give a fuck how much paperwork you got. The only thing that might save you a little bit if you was somebody out here. Like, a little bit of leniency. You feel me? Depending on your crime, too, though. Because Bill Cosby, bitch, he threw. It's depending on your crime, too.
Bill Cosby, nigga, motherfucker, R. Kelly. You feel me?
Man, Bill, bro. Bill's fucked up. Man, Bill, bro.
That's crazy.
They could have put that old bitch on house arrest for 5 years. It's over for him.
He out.
Bill out?
Yeah, Bill out.
Yeah.
See? So what that is?
So what, R. Kelly gonna get out?
So what that is?
Let the publicity die down. We got you, Bill.
Bill been out.
Right.
Okay.
So, but guess what? That shit ain't been on TikTok. Bill out. Ain't nobody talking about Bill's out.
I'm talking about.
Ain't nobody done said Bill's out. I ain't heard it.
That shit was deeper than a motherfucking snow.
No, that's just like magic with AIDS. That's just like a whole bunch of shit that's
not, that's not like magic with AIDS.
Man, I just watched Magic the other day. He went live yesterday on some new shit, bro. Magic.
Who, Bill? Yeah. So they say. Because I don't believe it.
I'm going to say this. Yeah. I think they just want to ruin every black man that's supposed to be rich.
That's what I was just about to go with that.
Even though Jay-Z is billionaire.
What better time now is to punch him when he old?
It's so-called that he tried to buy.
I'm gonna come and say all this freaky shit this
nigga. And he tried to make it a black channel about black
the
positive
freaky shit. That we used to be able to say to a bitch.
They played that nigga.
Tell me one black.
We used to be able to say any kind of freaky shit. Nowadays, that's just like football or basketball.
Name me.
Run for the quarterback. Back then, you killed the fucking quarterback. right? So back then, when guys was talking to women, without trying to defame, name me one black entertainer that left, they done put so much shit that we allowed to do that. When Bill Cosby was coming up, he could have told the whole world,
James Brown, I'll just use them. Prince James Brown, Michael Jackson.
They defamed all of them. That wasn't sexual harassment. Come bring your pretty young ass over and suck this Bill's dick. Back then, he could say that. That wasn't a form of sexual harassment. 60 goddamn years later, you don't want to talk about Bill harassed me, told me come suck his balls, and just do all this because the law changed.
It's not just that shit. It's because of the NBC shit that he tried to purchase.
That's just like everything, bro.
When they say that, the TV channel.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
And they said it's all up under his land. They try to get his land.
Yeah, but you know, that's. I listen to bloggers too. Listen, no.
But that's a lot of what they think, bro.
That's a fact. Man, he had an oil field under it. You think Bill don't know he got a motherfucking oil, motherfucking goddamn. You feel me?
So I can get what I need to get.
You can't take nothing from motherfucker that own this bitch.
Why can't I, nigga?
You can put me in jail.
We just went over to Iraq to get what the fuck we wanted.
What they say? Listen.
They stole it, right?
What they say is this.
We just went to Iraq and got what we wanted.
You can lock my body up. But you can't lock my man.
Correct.
Because man is man.
Regardless
if you send me to the penitentiary. Man, that nigga a billionaire.
I am able to possess
this. I'm 76 years old and I'm a billionaire. I don't owe you. I'm a great clerk officer, man. And y'all can't touch my shit.
Thank you.
You can't touch my shit.
The government won't. They gonna come get it.
Y'all see what they did to the Amish motherfuckers? They might look at it like, okay, Bill, 70 something, it's gonna take him another seven years. They gonna know when gonna die.
Man, they do what the fuck they want.
Listen, okay, they know in the next 12 years. Brian,
listen, I didn't think the Amish motherfuckers could be touched.
You feel me?
They hit their ass up with the motherfucking meat.
Next 12 years,
bro, they hit their ass up.
I probably could have his property. But you a billionaire. You can't take this from me. Motherfucker, I don't give a fuck how much oil up underneath my motherfucking shit.
If I can't take it, if I drill up under here, motherfucker, you don't know if I'm siphoning your shit.
But you don't really know. You better. It better not be on my land. You better build a tunnel like El Chapo, motherfucker.
You don't really know what you can't really see, nigga. Nigga, do the gas really go into your... How much gas really go in your fucking tank when you pumping it, nigga? When do it really start? Do it ever click?
Right.
If you can't see it, you can't say it's not happening, nigga.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So if this is really the thing, we want this fucking oil, nigga, we drill up under this motherfucker however we want to and siphon this shit, that's what the fuck we did while you was locked the fuck up, nigga. You ain't got nobody over here to watch, nigga. Your eyeballs is looking at this. All fucking walls, nigga.
That's so crazy about
right.
That's all I'm saying, bro.
But a billionaire, you better have motherfucking ass and ears everywhere. Let me have $1 billion. Y'all niggas better not miss a beat. Y'all niggas better not miss a beat.
Nigga, I can come poke you and you gonna die tomorrow.
That's cool.
That little needle shit they got, that shit they can do, bro.
Yeah.
It's shit they can do.
But if y'all still let me live.
Me hit one of y'all niggas blunt.
Man, listen.
It ain't about really killing you, though. I'm just saying. Like, bro said, they can do what they want to do, for real. That's what I'm saying.
They kill out the powerful people. From day one, the most powerful
He got his fucked up with $3,000.
What?
Brother,
you got, you got,
2012, what?
Four fields. You got,
That mean I don't know how many numbers on there.
That nigga don't call you. What you got? He said you don't know. It's 3 years.
What that
call me in the city. I'll pull up on you.
All right, yeah. Call my phone, bro. You still got my number?
Y'all,
you gonna pull up here? Can you go grab my?
Yeah, I'm not.